You're listening to the Counterculture Mom Show. Our kids are under fire every day with the media and pop culture persuading them to give up their faith and Christian values. Stay tuned now as former Hollywood actress and pop culture expert Tina Griffin helps you counter these messages and safely navigate today's pop culture chaos.
The Counterculture Ministries team put our heads together and created the Pop Culture Purge Tour. This event can be half a day, full day, or 2 day event loaded with eye-opening, life-changing speakers who have survived or experienced some of the most wild situations in life and are on fire to share their stories. We have people on our speaking team talking about the satanic symbolism, sexual abuse and sex trafficking, the public school pipeline to Planned Parenthood. That one's a showstopper. A gifted singer-songwriter who has a workshop entitled From Me, Me, Me to Christ in Me. A former news anchor reporter talking about mainstream media madness. Another woman who's a mother of nine and business owner talking about the education indoctrination. An ex-alcoholic and people pleaser, my dear husband, who's talking about identity crisis. A former homosexual, now pastor. A pro-life activist giving her abortion reversal success story. And so much more. If you want more info on this life-saving tour, text the word tour to the number 55444. Once again, tour to the number 55444 to get info on all the different speakers that are available and contact Christy on our team to book an event in your city, town, or backwoods. We've been all over the place, from schools to prisons to cruise ships. Let's do this. One of our favorite guests is back, Paul Renfro. He was one of our highlighted guests on our Developing Biblical Discernment series and is known as the great explainer for everyday people in both business and in ministry. Over four decades, Paul and his wife have been parents, church leaders, ministers, business professionals, and authors. They attribute their versatility to the quiet security of a long, steady pursuit of God. Paul and his wife, Diane, have been writing since 2013 on the focus of training the church to get a new paradigm. Their specialty is the Word of God and its mysteries about the unseen realm. This is the Counterculture Mom Show. I'm your host, Tina Griffin. Demonization is what we are focusing on today with dear friend, author, and minister, Paul Renfro. Paul, welcome back. How you doing?
Thank you for having me, and I just love being with you and your audience, because there is such a critical time in our nation and in the world, and that seems like everything is racing to some sort of conclusion, and we want to be maximally equipped and prepared, don't we?
Absolutely. We don't want to collapse right before the finish line. And honestly, if I can be just in your face today and honest and real and open, I feel exhausted emotionally, physically, spiritually, everything exhausted. And I think it really kind of came to a halt last week with Charlie Kirk, the assassination, everyone taking like 50 steps back. And I know God's going to use it for his glory, but man, it made me rethink everything I'm working on as a mom, as a host of this program, as a wife, everything. And I know everybody I'm talking to is feeling the same thing, but just where I feel like I could sleep for about 5 weeks in a row and not move.
Well, that's really something coming from you, Tina. You're like a bundle of energy. But I will say this, that as we're going to be talking about demonization and deliverance, one of the essential steps that enables us to enjoy the peace of God, like in Isaiah 26, verse 2, is that we regularly inspect our expectations, because it's our expectations that can throw us for a loop, or they're the things that innervate us and sap our energies. So if we regularly inspect and submit our expectations anew to the Lord Jesus, then we're more in line like Apostle Paul. That was a bundle of energy, wasn't it? And when he had to encourage the churches in Acts chapter 14, verse 22, what did he say? Through many hardships, we must enter the kingdom of God. And so if we can adjust our expectations accordingly, it's a lot easier to endure these tremendous, tremendous emotions, because they are tremendous.
Yes. And then the other eerie side of all that is I feel the Lord telling me, Tina, you haven't seen anything yet. Like, I feel like there's going to be so much more hardship that our world is going to face before we see Jesus face to face. And I still think at the same time, his return is near, but we're just entering. Paul, it's so eerie because I left a message for my husband an hour before Charlie Kirk was assassinated, and it would put chills down your spine where for 2 minutes I left him an audio message at a stoplight. And I felt the heaviness so much that day. I have this sixth sense. I've had it forever. And he knew that I knew that something bad was going to happen. And now I didn't know. Hour later, Charlie Kirk's assassination is all over the news. And that heaviness, I could slice like a knife. It felt like demonic entities, like demons, were on my chest. It was like I couldn't breathe that whole morning. I knew it. And I've had that before many times over. So I was like leaving him audio message. I don't know if it's us personally. I don't know if something's going to happen to me or you or the kid. Nope. I'm like, nope, it's America. This is huge. It's America. But it wasn't like atomic bomb. I just knew something massive was going to happen that was literally going to be the first domino. It's so wild, the times we're living in. And I know we have a lot more to face. So having you on the program, long story short for this specific time, Paul, talking about demonization, so many people are being tormented. So to be set free from that, to finish the race well is so critical. So let's just cut right to the chase.
Okay.
Can a Christian have a demon?
Well, Derek Prince is famous for his reply to that question. A Christian can have whatever he wants. So I don't want one, do you, Tina?
No.
Absolutely not. And so this is where we rise up, as the letter to the Hebrews exhorts us to encourage one another daily. This is chapter 3, verse 12. Encourage one another daily as long as you see the day drawing near. Be careful lest any of you fall prey to the deceitfulness of sin. And this is a vigilant daily activity. We're not talking about a set of Christian beliefs or a set of Christian behaviors. We're not talking about a limitation to Sunday or to prayer meeting or to Wednesday night, but we're talking about a continual fellowship with the Holy Spirit. The fact of the matter is that the fundamental reality is that Jesus poured out the Holy Spirit. That was actually, Peter said in Acts chapter 2, and anybody can read it, that was the purpose for which Jesus died for sin. And so that the Holy Spirit is the promise. Well, if the Holy Spirit is in you, that's what you want. That's the Spirit we desire. In Zechariah 3:7, our nature is prophesied, where he specifically says to Joshua the high priest, you and your companions are a symbol of things to come. And the Lord says through Zechariah to Joshua the high priest, if you will obey my commands and walk in my ways, then you will judge my house and have charge of my courts, and I will give you places to walk among those who are standing here. And so Jesus picked up on that in his conversation with Nicodemus. And he said, how do you not know these things, Nicodemus? You're a teacher of Israel. Flesh gives birth to flesh. Okay, that's all humanity, right? But spirit gives birth to spirit. Mm. And so we are born as spirits. That's what all my books are about. Later on, we'll tell your listener and viewer about the website where you can learn more. But the point is that we are living spirits. We're seated with Jesus in the heavenly realms. Acts chapter 2, verse 6. So Christian, if you want to avoid a demonic influence and oppression in your life, this is very simple. Go higher up, further in. Draw near to God. He'll draw near to you. Resist the devil. He'll flee. This is not complicated, right, Tina?
Oh, it's not complicated, but here's what's wild. I'm not saying I'm perfect at all, but a lot of the things you just mentioned, I believe I'm currently doing. Not that I can't go deeper, wider, broader, more of God, but I believe that I'm doing a lot of what you're saying, and yet I see massive demonic attack in my life a lot. And it became more severe the deeper, wider, more I have of God and what he's calling me to do. Stick my neck out further in the guillotine to, let's say, expose this demonic plot on this program, I get more attack. So, which is to be expected at the same time, because Satan's not happy with what we're doing. And I will also say that yesterday I was at a dinner with a double date with some friends I haven't seen in a while. And my friend Kayvon came up to me afterwards, and my husband, as we were walking to the car, he goes, I have to tell you this. The whole time, a good chunk of the dinner, basically, of us talking, goes, the tallest guardian angel was right behind you and Hallelujah. Your husband with a 10-foot sword. And God wanted me to tell you, do not be afraid.
Do not be afraid.
I have chills right now because he saw it. And I'm like, we have no idea the spiritual realm that's out there of how many attempts Satan had in our lives already that our guardian angels have blocked.
And let me respond. We have no idea. And that's the problem. For 2,000 years, we've been coasting along with externally verifiable Christian compliance. But the time is for fulfillment of Zechariah 3:7. I will give you places to walk among those who stand here. And this is what your friend had experienced. I myself have been experiencing this, as have you, Tina, and many of your listeners and audience. So we rise up. We don't say, oh gosh, you know, we're so slow. You know, this is hard for preachers to preach about. This is hard for basic discipleship. This is not low-hanging fruit. But when we go higher up further in, just like you said, the intensity increases. And so, sure, the devil's filled with fury because he knows his time is short. We are in a privileged position, and we're not the inferior ones. The devil is the inferior one. We're filled with the Holy Spirit. He is not. We have bodies that are filled with the resurrection life of Jesus. That's Romans 8:11 for anybody curious. But the devil has a body that's filled with flame and being reduced to ashes over the span of eternity.
Yeah!
We are the ones who are seated in the heavenly realms. And so these demons, can we talk a little bit about what demons are?
I was just going to ask you, but we're going to go to commercial break. So we're going to have people at the edge of their seat. But when we come back with you, Paul, we're going to talk about the key question of this hour. What are demons and what is their origin? More with Paul right after this.
James 5:16 reminds us to confess our sins to one another and pray for each other so we may be healed. It's not enough to admit the church body has a hidden porn problem. Church leaders need the tools to help people find freedom. The Healing Church Book by Covenant Eyes cuts through the confusion. Here's what to expect from this phenomenal read. Learn why sex isn't the real problem regarding pornography. Discern how porn undermines ministry in the local church. Understand how porn affects men and women differently and how to help them. The church has a choice. It can ignore the porn problem, or it can lead people by grace to the foot of the cross, where strongholds are crushed and strong servants arise. Get your free copy of the Healing Church Book in the mail today. Scan the QR code on the screen or text the word VICTORY to the number 66866. This book is a must-read for ministry leaders, parents, and counselors. Text VICTORY to the number 66866. Together with our friends at Covenant Eyes, we can help the church conquer pornography once and for all.
Have you ever wanted to start a charity or ministry? Launching a nonprofit can be time-consuming, expensive, and overwhelming. If you have a vision and mission, but don't know where to start or how to raise donations, Capstone Legacy Foundation is your solution. Their ministry charity project allows you to receive tax-free donations without the expense and hassle of forming your own 501c3, and in less than 48 hours. This ministry partnership fund is exactly how Counterculture Ministries got its start, and we grew quickly. Capstone Legacy Foundation handles all your legal and accounting paperwork, allowing you time to develop the ministry and message God gave you. Call Capstone today at 610-688-8890 or check out capstonelegacy.org for more information and tell them Tina sent you. Partner with Capstone Legacy Foundation to transform our culture for Christ and get your nonprofit started today.
Have you had any training in prophetic discernment and ministry?
People have told me for 30 years I have that gifting. I don't know how to rein it in or what to do with it.
I know how, and I'm gonna text you a link.
Oh my gosh, because I've had it forever. And I'm trying to use it. God is showing me how to use it and how to share what he's telling me ahead of time and how to navigate that. But in the first couple of years when I was a teenager, I'm like, people are gonna think I'm nuts if I share XYZ. But it's a matter of how you share what you share so people are receptive to the message. And God is telling me certain things and saying, can't share that yet. So I have something still on the back burner that he's been having me how do I say it? Grab evidence of for 5 years. And he said, I'll tell you when to share what you're going to share about that bomb. But other stuff, he's like, you can't remain silent. You need to share this on the next fill in the blank. Sometimes it'll be immediate. You need to share this right now.
Hey, Tina, listen carefully. you are a fulfillment of 1 Samuel 2:39. You're recording this. I will raise up for myself a faithful high priest who will do according to what is on my heart and mind. You're a fulfillment of Isaiah 30, verse 21, where it says, this is the way, you'll hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. You're a fulfillment of Isaiah 28, where it talks about the farmer who knows exactly what to plant, where to plant, and when to plant based on the Holy Spirit teaching him. And so you need to brush up on this. I've just texted you the event link for Christian International. Their next prophetic training session is in February. That's the fountainhead for the modern prophetic movement.
All right.
And so that's what you need to know about.
Okay, Paul, this was a little behind the scenes VIP action for all of our viewers. I'm going to leave a good chunk of this in. Everybody out there, this is what happens during our commercial breaks, man. It's a separate literal show in itself. Paul, I have chills all over my body from what you just said.
That's
Where
crazy.
Were you the last 30 years of my life? That's what I want to know. Where was Paul?
Hey, when the pupil is ready, the teacher will appear. Have you ever heard that?
Yes.
But and not to elevate myself, but I'm the same way. That's why I'm Methobacteriocalyacostal, because my wife and I kept going from denomination to denomination, seeking places where we could learn what was happening to us. We could get an explanation of what was happening to us. If it's okay, may I hold up my books, Tina?
Yes, absolutely. Get them in the mix. Everybody out there. Digest.
So you can see, I think I've got them right side up. Yeah. And so I write about these things that nobody could explain to me. And so the fundamental criteria for Bible study to me now is explanatory power. How well does the existing interpretation explain the scripture and match it up with what we're experiencing? Everybody, Tina, is experiencing this press from the Holy Spirit within at stoplights and in the course of everyday work or sleeping or dreaming. Everybody is happening worldwide. You need an explanation.
Let's expose these entities for what they are. So demons,
yes.
What is their origin?
So there is confusion about this. So I just mentioned that standard of explanatory power. And what I'm getting ready to say has the most explanatory power in my experience as a deliverance minister and as a regular Christian. And so, first of all, the third strategy of Satan was to pollute the human bloodline, and that's Genesis 6, 1 through 4. Now, I disavow the curiosity and the fixation with the Nephilim. They're not the focus. They're not the point. Rather, what can we do with this revelation? And what it does is it illustrates that their offspring were the mighty men of renown. And this is what specifically triggered the flood. And in the flood, 8 human beings were saved, the one line that was not intermixed. Because when you have the angelic reproductive capacity, what you find is that the potential population on any longevity chart was over 1 trillion people on Earth. Now, there's no geologic evidence that that ever was the case, and I'm not saying that there was, and I'm not proposing to explain the geophysical events. However, I talk about that in my third book if somebody wants to pursue that. And it has to be tested, right? It just has to be tested. But it's my belief that today's demons are those mixed breeds, those who had angelic parentage through the sons of God. In other words, those that the people of the time regarded as angelic, but they were allied with the kingdom of darkness. And then the mortal mothers, the mortally, they died in the flood, but they had angelic paternity and eternal spirits as a result. This is why 1 Peter 3, this is the best explanation for 1 Peter 3, that Jesus went and preached to the spirits in prison. And in the scripture, there's only one prison for spirits, and that's the one of Satan. And And that he
is
preached
that hell?
To them. It's not clear.
Okay.
And so he preached to them that he led captives on high. And so some of those demons that he had just cast out of the infested population during his ministry followed him into salvation. In other words, being born of mortal women, they had no choice of their parentage. And so God mercifully gave them a second chance. This is my belief. However, some did not go. They remained allied with the kingdom of darkness. And I believe it is those who refuse the offer of salvation from Jesus during the 3 days who constitute the demonic core today. So the Lord Jesus did use imprecatory language just as David did. And it is our place as well. Look at Apostle Paul. If anybody would dissuade you from the gospel that you received, let him be cursed to hell.
Paul, thank you so much for all this insight on demonization. We're going to take a short commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about your book, your website, and a ton of your resources. So more with Paul right after this. Galatians 6:10 says, "Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers." In Nigeria, 7 Christians are killed every day by terrorists, and villages are burned down to the ground because of their faith in Jesus. Some people like to talk about the problem, but this ministry does something to solve the problem. Equipping the Persecuted is a ministry that is helping persecuted Christians in Nigeria. They are a boots-on-the-ground mission and respond to terror attacks within 48 hours, bringing food, medicine, and relief materials to the victims, many of whom are children. They run an orphanage, support over 140 widows monthly, dig wells for medical camps, and train and equip security teams so they can better protect their villages. I encourage all of my listeners to support Equipping the Persecuted by donating $20 a month or more at equippingthepersecuted.org. That's equippingthepersecuted.org. And partner with heroes who are literally saving lives daily. Have you been feeling a little off lately? Many of us have. The crazy thing is, you're not sick, you're being poisoned. GMOs, glyphosates, heavy metals, microplastics, nanobots, and graphene oxide in vaccines. These toxins are everywhere. But there is a solution that detoxifies and goes after the root of the problem with all natural ingredients that work at the nano and cellular levels. It's called Masterpiece. This organic formula has 2 natural ingredients, zeolite and sea plasma, both powerfully structured together. The clinical studies are unmatched, and they've got thousands of testimonials with incredible stories. One user said, "Phenomenal product. I've only been taking it for a week, and my energy levels are through the roof." To get Masterpiece, just go to MasterpieceByHCS.com. That's MasterPiece ByHCS.com, or click on the link below. Enter code Tina at checkout to get our special pricing. It's literally a dollar a day. Let's ditch the poison. Hey, Paul, you mentioned earlier today about deliverance, the importance of it. I want everybody to know that the best website that you recommended to me is restoringthefoundations.org, restoringthefoundations.org. And that is a phenomenal deliverance ministry, which I
profound.
Think is key. Profound.
Yes. Yeah.
But for the last 45 seconds, which I wish I had 45 weeks to talk to you about your phenomenal resources, literally, we have to drive everybody over to your website, and that's ParadigmLighthouse.com, ParadigmLighthouse.com. Sign up for the newsletter first and foremost, but tell us about this fantastic book we can find on your website, Nobody Sees This Creation, The Origin of the Devil and His Replacements.
Oh, we are the replacements, just to solve that riddle right away. That's where I talk about the origin of demons and the engagement of the flood. And then book 4 in the series carries on with Satan's strategy involving sin. But anybody, you saw that little pop-up. So anybody who wishes, oh, there we go. Anybody who wishes can get this book here, How to Unveil the Unseen and Live as a Spirit.
Oh,
and for those
perfect.
Who are not big readers, you can see it's only 54 pages. But this has to do with the paradigm change. And then there you go. There's a selection in the series.
Just phenomenal series that you have for everybody. nobody sees these enemies, how to discern and disarm unseen tempters. Nobody sees these nations, how darkness rules the many through the few. Oh my gosh, that's right down my alley. And then nobody sees the unseen realm, how to unlock Bible mysteries and so much more. Paul, ParadigmLighthouse.com, yes. Phenomenal website.
That's right. Thank you.
You know that you're speed dial on my phone. You're going to be coming back on again.
Oh, well, thank you. What an honor.
Thank you for dropping a bomb on all the demons today on this demonization theme. There you have it. Prayer for the week. Live on it, grab it, dig into the Word of God. Also, ParadigmLighthouse.com is a top website for Paul. Paul, thank you for coming on. Everybody out there, watch all four episodes this week as we dissect demonization. Got to check it out. CountercultureMom.com. Get all the action and share those episodes with everybody you know. Let's get ourselves freed from the demons. Paul, keep at it, buddy.
Thanks for joining us for the Counterculture Mom Show with your host, Tina Griffin. For over two decades, Tina has traveled the globe exposing how pop culture is glamorizing harmful behaviors without showing the consequences, and how these messages are wreaking havoc on today's youth. Through radio, TV, podcasts, and our app, Counterculture Ministries is reaching millions every week with a biblically based message for hope for today's teens and their parents. But we can't do that without your faithful prayer and financial investment. If you appreciate the ministry of Tina and Counterculture Ministries, would you prayerfully consider a generous gift right now? We have a donor matching dollar for dollar. You can give securely online by visiting counterculturemom.com or by texting the word donate to the number 55444. That's counterculturemom.com or text the word donate to the number 55444. Every dollar is doubled. If you love this show, you can stay up to date on the latest critical issues affecting your family by catching all of our weekly episodes with resource links, signing up for our e-newsletter, and downloading our Counterculture Mom app, where you get timely pop culture alerts. Visit CountercultureMom.com for more details. And be sure to join us next week for another edition of the Counterculture Mom Show with Tina Griffin, where we are rewriting Hollywood's script for our kids.